Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hard-working folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A judge arrested by immigration police inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse today, accused of federal crimes for allegedly misdirecting federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant they wanted to arrest. Judge Hannah Dugan pleads not guilty. A former Doña County, New Mexico District Judge Joel Cano, arrested along with his wife, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on his property. Cano denies knowing they were part of a gang, denies giving them guns. He says they did handyman jobs. With President Trump again claiming tariff talks are going on with China, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
China calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month, says a survey from the University of Michigan. Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty in New York to killing that healthcare corporate executive. This is ABC News. The last of three friends accused of killing a driver in Colorado by throwing a rock through the windshield of her car has been convicted first-degree murder. The verdict came after a trial in which his two friends testified that he was the one who threw the rock at her car as they sped past. The judge in the Idaho College murders case issuing key rulings in the case. The defense team's most recent attempt to have the death penalty taken off the table was denied. ABC News legal contributor Shauna Lloyd.
The judge has found because his diagnosis does not affect his intellectual capacity, he can still be subject to the death penalty.
In Spain, the referee for the Copa del Rey final got emotional today in a TV interview in Madrid when he described the verbal abuse his child suffers because of criticism that his profession receives from soccer's top clubs, in his case led by Real Madrid. So far, it's been a mixed day on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ehlin. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly approved changes to unemployment insurance. The bill would add new requirements to remain eligible for benefits, including 2 weekly direct contacts with potential employees, During floor debate, Milwaukee Democrat Ryan Clancy says that's poorly defined.
Nobody seems to know what making direct contact with employers even is. It's not defined in state statute, and it's not defined in this legislation.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's about making sure claimants show up for job interviews.
The system that we are creating today basically says you have to have two of your four job searches in person with the employer.
The bill faces a likely veto by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin.
The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. That provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities and eliminates the need to obtain separate licenses for each location. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Appleton police arrest a teacher from a parochial school in Kaukauna for possession of child pornography.
Colin Killerman was taken into custody Wednesday and booked on 10 counts of possession of child pornography. APD launched an investigation into Killerman after receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He taught logic, philosophy, and debate for grades 7 through 12 at St. Ignatius Catholic School. Investigators do not believe any students were harmed by Killerman's alleged activities. In Appleton, Terry Kovarik, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty late rain eases up this afternoon, but we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies and breezy winds out of the north and high temperatures in the mid-50s. And with the clouds clearing tonight, we're going to have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures warmer in the mid-60s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
Grain trade slipped into a holding pattern at the end of the week. Bean futures were bear spread and wasted yesterday's upside breakout, with bean oil anchoring that market. Corn was bull spread and mixed. Wheat was mixed. Cotton was lower. Lean hogs rallied to the highest level since mid-February. And the cattle complex saw another round of contract highs.
Live from Arbor Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we put a bow on this week with Craig Turner from StoneX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis, is it really Arbor Day?
Arbor Day, plant a tree for yours tomorrow.
I thought you might have just been making that up after I said something about the tree pollen's got me.
Yeah, no.
You know, like I said, no, it is. It's Arbor Day. Happy Arbor Day, pollen. Everybody.
That's why the pollen, I mean, it's basically forest glitter. You know, they're having their parties yes. with their poppers and stuff, you know.
Gotcha.
And it's
pollen poppers.
Pollen poppers, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis Michelson.
Yes, sir.
Man, oh, man. We've got Craig Turner coming in here. We're going to talk about what's going on in the grain markets. But just to give him a bit of a heads up, we got to start with what's going on in the livestock trade. I would like to get his take on these moves that we saw this week in the live cattle, feeder cattle, just it was a big, big move. And lean hog futures, they also had an impressive day today. How you doing? Everything okay? Here we are. It's the end of the week.
I think I'm good. I think I'm okay. I'm ready for it not to be the week anymore for a little while. But yeah,
maybe 2 days.
Just a couple. Don't need that many.
Just a couple of days. Yeah. Just a reminder, it was the free-for-all on the morning hour of AgriTalk this morning. We covered a lot of ground. Of course, we talked about trade and tariffs and disruptions and negotiations and progress and all of those issues. We also jumped into some USDA reorganization and covered a lot of ground. So if you did not hear that the free-for-all with Wiesmeyer and Haney, make sure that you give that a listen. Let's go ahead. We've got there's a lot of news, and I want to take some time on the weekly changes here today.
Sure. Well, wheat futures were mixed, with winter wheat futures slightly higher and spring wheat under light pressure. The U.S. dollar was just slightly higher at the end of the grain trade and was well off the mid-morning highs. The greenback is having influence on wheat trade, with wheat near contract lows. Hard red winter wheat futures led the market down early this week as rains moved into the central and southern plains. Traders generally expect wheat crop conditions to improve in Monday afternoon's update. Adding support are ongoing trade talks. Some countries, according to the White House, are signaling a willingness to buy more U.S. wheat to help correct trade imbalances. July HRW wheat futures a quarter of a penny higher at 551. July SRW up 0.5 cents to 545. July spring wheat futures close at 606 and a quarter. That's down 1.5 cents, Chip.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we could point at and say this is the reason that wheat struggled this week. This is that could be the reason. But just go to the radar. And it rained in central and southern plains. It rained in hard red winter wheat country at the end of April. It's pretty difficult for a market to the HRW market in particular to overcome that, and that's why we saw a new contract low in July HRW wheat futures this week. July SRW wheat futures on the week down 17 and a quarter. July HRW down 19 cents. And July Minneapolis spring wheat futures down 13 cents on the week.
Well, Chip, USDA this morning announced the sale of 130,000 metric tons of old crop and 105,000 metric tons of new crop corn for delivery to Mexico. That demand and White House reports that trade negotiations are progressing with a number of countries helped support corn prices. Heavy selling was absorbed by the corn market earlier this week as traders factored in a quicker corn planting pace in the eastern belt and the arrival of much-needed rains in the western corn belt. July corn opened lower and on session lows pushed up to close high range and above resistance at yesterday's high. May corn futures were 1.5 cents higher at 4.78¾. July corn up 1.5 cents to 4.85¼. December corn futures closed at 4.66¾. Chip, that's down 0.75 on the day.
Yeah, bit of a role reversal for the eastern versus western corn belt. 2 weeks ago, we made great progress in the western belt. This week, we made great progress in the eastern belt. The rains showed up in the western belt. Even Nebraska picked up some much-needed rain. Northeast Iowa, it says we're still in a drought, but 2.5 inches, 3 inches of rain in a lot of places this week. July corn on the week down 4¾ cents. December corn on the week down 10¼.
Well, Chip, President Trump says the U.S. is in negotiation with China to avoid a major trade disruption. That limited selling pressure on soybean prices. Chinese officials indicate they will exempt some U.S. imports from tariffs, and there is hope soybeans could end up with one of those exemptions. But spreaders took profits on long oil short meal spreads today, and that drove soybean oil prices lower, which dragged soybean prices slightly lower. Meal futures worked to the upside on short covering. July bean futures opened steady and pushed through resistance at yesterday's high before prices fell back to close back in the boundaries of the sideways range. May soybeans 3¼ cents lower today, 10.49¾. July beans down 2¾, 10.59¼. November beans closed at 10.35. Chip, that's down just 0.5 cents.
Yeah, like I said, it feels like that July bean contract wasted yesterday's move to the upside with the lower close today. Just wasn't enough follow through to keep things going. July beans on the week, though, up 11½ cents. November beans on the week up just 2½ cents.
Well, Chip, hope that trade deals are being struck with importers of U.S. cotton helped the market post a sharp rally this week. Today, December futures posted an outside trading day with a high range open and a low range close. December cotton today, 40 points lower, 69.97, Chip.
Yeah, on the week, geese cotton up 153 points.
Well, on your livestock's June fat cattle futures posted a second consecutive inside trading day, but the high-range close was enough to score a new all-time high close. Mm-hmm. Heavyweight choice graded box beef up $1.46 this morning. That helped pull fat cattle prices higher. June fat cattle, 25 cents higher, 208.25. May feeders, $1.45 higher at 290.52. And a half, Chip. That's the first time May feeder cattle scored a new contract high, that above 290. First time above 290 on the close. Front month lean hog futures gapped higher, slipped back to fill the gap, and then pushed up to post the highest close since Feb 19. May lean hogs, 85 cents higher, 92.80, buddy.
All right. Yeah, that was quite a move in that feeder cattle market. Yeah. And you know what? It feels like feeder cattle futures are still behind the cash market. That cash market, some of the receipts that we saw this week were just unbelievable. What is being paid for those calves out there. On the week, June live cattle up $4.17.5. May feeder cattle up $3.67.5. And June lean hogs on the week, get this, up $3.12.5. That was a big-time move in that market. We're going to kick it off with livestock. We've got Craig Turner from StoneX Group coming up next here on AgriTalk.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with the...
So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Friday afternoon. And joining us is today's guest analyst, Craig Turner with StoneX Group. Craig, it's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm very excited.
Good. Yeah. Good. Before we jump into what's going on in the livestock trade, are you still doing a couple of podcasts?
I do. It's the Stone X Grain and Oil Seed podcast, and you can find that on any podcast. And I also have those quarterly webinars. And if you go to my Twitter handle at Corn Wheat Soy, you can always find that all that stuff there too on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You've got a webinar coming up here pretty quick, don't you?
Yeah, it's the end of May. You know, we do it. It's a quarterly webinar, and we kind of do them seasonally. The one that we do at end in May is, it's basically buy or hold. Like, are we going to keep on rallying here into June and potential like summer weather markets, is it more looking like we got to sell because, odds are we're going to start losing that weather premium? So that's the one we do at the end of May. And kind of strategies around it.
Okay. We'll talk more about that as time goes on, but I want to start with the cattle market, Craig.
Yeah.
When you think that you shouldn't expect any more from that market, it fools you, and off it goes.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because that last cattle on feed report showed that we're still tight, right? And it's not changing anytime soon. And when you see the cash market, how strong it is, and I heard you right before the break here saying how it's almost like the futures aren't keeping up with the cash market. I completely agree with you on that. And you almost got to think to yourself, well, are the front months of feeders going to 300 and live cattle going to 220? I mean, which seemed crazy talk, 6 months ago, but now I'm almost kind of, it almost seems like the odds on favorite that would happen before we break real hard. Demand has not been hurt, with these prices. And I don't know what the incentive is going to be to rebuild, this herd right now. And expand operations, right? And so then what happens? It's just this, we sell off, because the stock market sells off or there's headline risk. But once that headline risk goes, it seems like we come back up.
Yeah, well, it's the wild card. You already mentioned it. It's the demand side of the market. As long as the demand holds up, it's hard to imagine this the cattle market breaking down much in here, Craig.
Yeah, it's and it's interesting too. Is like where's the supply going to come from? I don't think it's coming from the United States or Canada. I mean, maybe you can make an argument somewhere down the road. It's coming from Brazil or something like that. But I mean, it takes a long time to increase supplies for cattle. And if beef price, I mean, we all go to the supermarket. If beef prices are this high and we're still seeing the demand, at the consumer level, then I just don't see the reason why we break, or if we break, not break hard.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's some targets up there, some projections that this cattle market, that the fat cattle market could get into that between 230 and 235. That's one of the numbers that Kerry Artak always brings out on Mondays when he does a cattle update for us, and it's – The momentum is certainly there, and the momentum is certainly back in the hog market. Got that first close over $92 in the May contract since the middle of February, I think.
Well, and why not? I mean, we're in a seasonal period now for hogs where we're going to start seeing demand build. The beef is high priced, and listen, $92 for hogs is nowhere near all-time highs, right? So I mean, you would think with the if there is going to be any demand destruction or even just some complementary switching, I mean, pork and poultry, aquaculture, but really more pork and poultry is where it is. So I mean, I don't, if cattle aren't going to break and the prices are going to be up here, you would think any kind of supplemental demand that comes in would come into pork too. So they kind of trade together, and I mean, you can make the case with grilling and barbecue season here, right, or right around the corner. There's no reason why pork can't hogs can't stay this high or even continue to rally too.
Yep. Now, even though I mean, I'm still bullish cattle, and I'm going back to the cattle complex on you here. I'm still bullish cattle. Doesn't really mean that I think prices are going to go sharply higher. A steady market is a bullish market, in my opinion, when it comes to cattle. But and at the same time, anytime a market is making all-time highs, you ought to be laying off some of that risk and building a floor in there, shouldn't you?
Yeah. So on the, from the hedger's perspective, and it's been tough because there's been a lot of guys like me saying like, hey, on the rally here, we need to hedge. And prices have stayed high. And it doesn't matter if you're using futures and options or if you're using, LRP and all the other programs out there. There's a lot of risk on the table, but prices continue to stay higher. So it's, I agree with you. I mean, and listen, there's so much money being put, put down on these operations and for these animals. And there's just so much risk on the table. The options are expensive. I mean, do you buy a put and sell a call? I mean, what's the risk? I mean, who wants to deal with that risk at the moment? So I don't know. It's a little bit easier said than done. I agree with you, though. You got to find some way. Probably the LRP. The LRP is kind of the, what you use it for here, right? Yeah. And honestly, on this rally, we're back to contract highs. I mean, now would be the time to really seriously look into that.
Yep. Absolutely. I agree. Give me your bottom line on the trade talks, the tariffs, are the negotiations happening? Close to a deal with this country, close to a deal with that country. How do you take it all in?
I think it's very difficult. We're trading headline risk here. What is interesting, though, is the market seems like it's less affected by it every day. Just like how we've seen in the past, when the first time we were talking about Greece falling out of the euro, or whether it be the debt ceiling fights or whatever it is, you get the new shock to the system. And then every time we fight about it or there's new headlines, it seems to impact the markets a little bit less. Right. So that's one thing that's been nice. That's finally taking hold. The volatility, while still volatile, is a little bit less. In terms of deals, it's in everyone's best interest to get a deal. I was just, looking at, apparently India and the United States are trying to have a deal for wheat, right? And to do it government by government so you don't have to go through that 40% import tax, right? Things like that, it's in the best interest for everyone to get done. I saw Mexico was buying corn, probably because Mexico's also at risk of drought this year. But, in the grain trade, the United States is still a major producer, and a lot of these countries need U.S. grain and oil seeds. As for the deal, I mean, who knows? My personal opinion is deals get worked out with everyone but China. I think I do. I don't know why. It's more of a gut feeling. I think China. So here's the thing. Here's the thing with China, or maybe deals get done, but I wouldn't be. This administration's known for curveballs, right? Mm-hmm. And completely taking on everyone, right out of it, offside where I think it was going. The last time we had the trade war, the whole goal was to get to phase two, which is all about intellectual property, right? And that's still an issue between the United States and China.
Yep.
I think deals get done between all the other countries in the United States here over time. And I'm always a little bit cautious between the United States and China because I just have a feeling like once, they get close, we're going to come in with, well, what about IP?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of my view on it. So, and as much as I don't like to say it, but if you're going to go for it and if you're going to have all this fighting, right, and why not hit the elephant in the room is intellectual property here between the United States and China.
Right. And Craig, there's conversation about, well, you know what, we'll exempt some products that we're importing from China and we won't put a tariff on it. Now there's word out of China that they're thinking of exempting some products from the U.S. So I guess they're lowering the odds of an agreement because if it's important to either country, they're going to put an exemption on it anyway.
I think they're going to do carve-outs. I think you're right. I think if it's essential to like human survival, national security, something like, medicine, all that stuff, like medicine and food, I'm going to assume are like at the top of the list. But after that, if it's not essential for, human survival, and medical reasons, I think they're going to be deadlocked for a while. So I think the ag industry actually might do okay. And I think the medical industry might do fine, but anything else, it's tough. And now, like I said, the rest of the nations, the United States, it's in everyone's best interest to get along. But I think the whole U.S.-China thing, too, it's not just about these tariffs and the balance of trade. This is the Cold War. I mean, this is really the Cold War between the United States and China.
Yep. I hear you. And I like that assessment. All right. Hey, we are in the middle of a conversation with Craig Turner from the Stone X Group. Okay, when we come back, I want to go back to something that you mentioned earlier, Craig. Is there a weather premium in the grain markets? Are we losing concern about a drought in 2025? We'll discuss that next here on AgriTalk.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, HRW wheat futures were 0.25 higher at 551. July SRW up a half cent to 545. May corn futures were 0.5 higher at 478.75. December corn futures closed at 466.75. That's down 0.75 cents. May soybean futures were 3.25 cents lower at 10.49.75. November beans closed at 10.35. That's down a half cent today. December cotton today was 40 points lower at 69.97. On your livestock, June fat cattle were 25 cents higher at 208.25. May feeder futures $1.45 higher at 290.52.5. And May lean hog futures 85 cents higher, 92.80. Get more. Simply visit tryprofarmer.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Since 1936, Brunner Seed has been helping farmers plan for the next corn and soybean growing season. Brunner Seed, in partnership with ProHarvest Seeds, offers farmers a broad range of traits and genetics from Bayer, Monsanto, Syngenta, and Enlist. Brunner Seeds are locally grown under the same conditions as your farm, so they're suited for your farming operation. To find a dealer, visit BrunnerSeed.com or call 715-672-5887. Start your next growing season off right with seed from Brunner Seeds, family-owned and operated, Highway 10, Durant.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty late rain eases up this afternoon, but we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies and breezy winds out of the north and high temperatures in the mid-50s. And with the clouds clearing tonight, we're going to have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures warmer in the mid-60s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
A timely, trusted tradition.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Is that even true on a Friday afternoon, Davis? that we're still thinking?
Of course it is, yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
I mean, technically, I will be thinking. I'll be cogitating even on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
That's my commitment. That's my commitment.
I take a day off.
It doesn't stop.
You got to
take
a day off in there someplace.
Yeah. Well, I usually wind up taking a day off on like Tuesday or so.
That's right.
It works good.
Yeah, it works out just fine for you. Yeah. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Craig Turner from the Stone X Group. Okay, Craig, is there any weather premium left in the grain markets? Are we losing concern about a drought?
You know, that's a great question. I think, listen, we did get the run up there, we did get that rain. You had mentioned how we had rain in the western part of the belt, and that's certainly going to help things, right? There is some dryness, but it's a lot of it. You know, some of it has also been taken care of here. We are going to have some planting delays for sure in corn and soybeans, especially with all that flooding that we saw down the Delta. And that'll push things back. I would think, listen, the way the seasonality works with the grain and oil seeds markets is you get the best chance for a rally usually in that April timeframe. Mm-hmm. You know, if you take a look at, right? And it's because there's two weather premiums still in April. You got your planting premium that's still in place in the market, and you got your future growing premium that's still in place in the market. So when you take a look at the seasonal charts, the reason why those prices tend to hit high on those 15 or 20 year averages is because the market still has both of those premiums to deal with. Once you get past April into May and you're confident you're going to be planting all these acres, so the planting premium leaves the market. Right. And we just now have the growing premium, which can happen May and June. And by by the end of June, we'll know if we have a crop or not. And if there's been any damage to it. So we're kind of coming out of that first phase of, you know, of historically seasonally the planting period. So of the weather premium, I would be, listen, if we have 95 to 96 million acres is a lot of corn to plant.
Yep.
I'm not 100% sure that will do that. If the market starts to think we're a little bit lower, we could rally. We're certainly going to have problem spots, but there with let's say we do have 94, 95, 96 million acres and the USDA starts us off at a 181 yield in May.
Yep.
You know, we're going to be at over north of 2 billion bushels on that carryout for new crop, right?
Yep.
So even if old crop is tight, what we all need to remember here is, you know, in the eyes of the funds and price discovery, ending stocks are continuous, right? So it's going to be, you only have to price ration so much old crop to not have to worry about any kind of shortages in the new crop. So it does keep things at bay. So you get a nice rally here in corn. I think you do have to sell into it. You got to manage your risk. I mean, unless we think we're going to be
rally. Sorry. What is a nice rally? What?
Great question.
When you look at a price point above the market, what would be a nice rally?
For right now, our targets for new crop corn are when the futures hits between 470 and 480. Right.
Okay.
So that's kind of and we're looking to sell 5-10% right there. If the thing is like, you know, July over Dec. You know, when July topped out at around 520, I want to say we were about 35 over at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Between July Dec, I want to say Dec corn was in the 490 area or something around there, right? And now we have the planting premium coming out. And also, too, the farther along we get in the marketing year, the less we have to worry about tight old crop stocks, the less we have to price ration because there's less time on the calendar to price ration. So if we get up to $5, $5.10 in July because of whatever reason, and it can certainly happen because we're flirting around 490 lately. Like we get let's say we get a 15, 20 cent, which in my mind would be a nice rally in corn. All of a sudden July's, you know, 510 or something like that. That would imply these corn really should be somewhere between around 480, right around there.
Okay.
And at that point, you know, you got to either be looking at sales or hedges. Maybe you're doing some collars, you know, to protect yourself. Something like that at that point. For us to break out over those levels, let's say over the old highs of 520 and let's say 490 on new crop, you know, we've got to have either lower acres planted because we had delays or yields need to be 176 or lower or something like that, which could happen. And we could start off with very poor, good to excellent. Who knows? But, you know, it's there's just more room for error here. So I like the – now, if we're dry, if we have a drought, you know, then for sure we can really rally in corn. But, you know, like you said, we just got some rains. And, you know – we'll see. What's going to be interesting here, too, is the – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know there are more than a few producers in this northern part of Iowa that after the rain that we've had this week, they are a whole lot more optimistic about what this crop might be than what they were at the end of last week when we were still begging for a rain. So, man, oh, man, optimism is high here, Craig.
Yeah, so, I mean, and listen, there will be problem areas, but – and 181 is a hard number to come by, especially on 95 or 96 million acres, considering, you know, where the extra acres are coming from. But yeah, so, I mean, I think it's just going to be difficult. We get into the high fours and new crop, and I think you got to really be serious about
marketing. You know, and one other issue that I think we need to throw into this mix here too, Craig, is that Safrina corn crop down in Brazil. It seems like it's on solid ground right now, and it's close to coming to market.
Yeah, and it is going to hit the market, and it's going to any kind of and really all the tightness we have right now in the old crop, you know, because of what's going on here, say it gets alleviated. So there's here's the thing though, like there is still demand for corn. You know, we'll still continue to see demand for corn. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw corn demand increase when all these deals get done between the United States and other countries. I could mean whatever they can do. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit of an uptick. But you're right. It's going to be a lot of headwinds here, especially if we get these acres and we get a decent yield.
Okay. All right. Switching gears. Talk to me about how all the markets are connected right now. I mean, go from the dollar to the energies to the grains to equities to livestock. Is there any commonality or common thread that you can weave through those?
For sure. Okay. So, you know, basically at the end of the day, when we're talking about either systemic issues or massive geopolitical issues, everything is tied to your domestic currency. Mm-hmm. So all these commodities and risk assets are priced in dollars. And the U.S. dollar really does truly represent not just GDP and economic wealth and growth, but also systemic risk and geopolitical risk. So, you know, one of the reasons why, like, I used to do a lot of spread trading, especially when I was on more of the spec side of the business. And the reason why, you know, a lot of professional grain traders use the grain spreads is if you're long corn and short soybeans, or if you're long July and short December, you effectively hedge out the USD, right? You no longer have US dollar risk, which makes your trade 100% about just what's going on in those markets and have nothing else to do with, like, the outside world. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's the professional's choice of, you know, trading in the grain markets, you know, and it's a good point to bring up, because the reason why all the markets are going up and down so much is because there's so much tied to the dollar and treasuries and interest rates. And it's such a powerful force that it dominates any other fundamental or technical aspect in the market. Just like when you have like something like the pigs or something you know what I mean? Or the debt ceiling or whatever it may be. That's why all the markets go up and down together, because of that currency component dominates. And the currency represents systemic, political, and GDP.
That's really good. That's really good. See, Davis, I told you the dollar matters. That's it right there.
Turns out, who knew?
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew? No, that's awesome. That's great perspective right there, Craig. Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I'm going to ask you to take a look at that bean chart, July bean chart. I said it at the start of the show. It feels like beans wasted yesterday's close above the sideways trading range, but I'm getting some pushback on that from some listeners that are saying, hey, no, that was just the first knock on the door. Watch out. It's going to happen.
Okay, well, I'm just looking to the left on me right here on my second screen. I'm looking at July soybeans. And listen, it would have been really nice to see follow through on today's move, right? We had a strong move yesterday. We're through, what, the 200-day moving average on July soybeans, right? And it's always nice to see a follow-through day. But we do have an inside day, right? So it was an inside day, you know, which basically means, you know, we opened lower than yesterday's close, but we still closed higher than yesterday's open. So so that can be a little bit of a breather, a little bit of consolidation. It's not bearish. Technically, it's not bullish, but it's, you know, it's a little bit more neutral. So I get it. And listen, 1050 in July beans is the 200-day moving average. And I'm looking, right? It's 1050. And that's where we really got a hold here. Now, listen, if we have either planting delays or when farmers do get out there, if they just keep on rolling on corn, which sometimes they're prone to do, right? Let's say we're 83 million acres soybeans. I mean, at a 52 yield, we're still only at like a 400 million carryout. I know we talk a lot, too, about how many beans are coming out of South America, and it's 15 million tons, but USDA is calling for 20 million metric tons more use. So we need the beans. We need the acres. And you get on 83 million acres, getting production issues, we could see 11 or 1150.
Gotcha. Craig, always good. How do we find more of your info again real quick?
Yeah, just check me out on Twitter, @cornwheatsoy. It's @cornwheatsoy. My pinned tweet is the webinar coming up, and you can find out all about my newsletters and podcasts.
Craig Turner, StoneX Group.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-637-9116. That's 1-800-637-9116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-637-9116.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls, and access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com. Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody, on your Friday afternoon. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. So glad you have decided to spend some time with my pal Chip and I, Joe Stackler, here as well. The gang's all here, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all. Chip, quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little game that you play on a piece of paper, X's and O's, right?
Okay.
Can you name that game?
I believe it is tic-tac-toe.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
I think we're all in agreement on how to spell tic-tac. How would you spell toe in
T-O-E.
Tic-tac-toe? T-O-E.
Yeah.
So it's tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to go with that. I'm just looking for direction, really, is all.
Okay.
We are teachers.
Well, let's go to the official. Let's go to the official. Big Apple Joe Stackler. What do you,
Joe?
How do you spell
what
that
you
toe?
Stackler?
See, I got to go to the side here with the microphone. This is bad TV.
No, you're great.
Here. And nobody knows what I'm talking about, but still, I say
T-O-E.
I've always seen it as T-O-E.
Joe is not
T-O-E.
Insane. T-O-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Weareteachers.com. Says the correct name for the, now they call it the hashtag. Yeah, hashtag everything, right? Like hashtag. Mm-hmm. The hashtag or tic-tac-toe is actually called an octothorpe. This according to weareteachers.com. The octo part, of course, refers to the 8 points on the figure, right?
Yeah.
But the meaning of thorpe in the word apparently has been lost to history. Sports legend Jim Thorpe may have been involved, although there's actually no evidence of that. So the octothorpe.
Right.
So just
the
send your
octothorpe?
Tweets to Octothorpe AgriTalk. How do you like them apples? We've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Pound sign, number.
Hashtag. It's an octothorpe.
I'm going with that. Octothorpe.
And actually, octothorpe has toe right in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, but hey, come on. It's more fun to go like hashtag corn. Hashtag soybeans. Hashtag Davis Michelson. Hey, it's going to be no fun to go octothorpe corn, octothorpe beans.
I
Davis
don't know. It's
Michelson.
Fun. It's fun hearing you say that. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, good.
Another quick little piece of trivia before we get serious here. The inventor of the electric chair, the execution device, dentist. He was a dentist that invented the electric chair, Alfred Porter Southwick.
Well, he electrified it for those looking for relief from what he was doing on their teeth.
See?
See?
It's actually a mercy device, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's a problem solver.
Cattle futures can't catch up to the premium the cash market holds. Maybe they never will, Chip.
Yes, they will. Yeah, they will. I mean, that's the way the markets trade. And the typical structure is for the futures to, you know, converge with what is happening in the cash market. And that will happen. That will happen. But boy, it makes it, every time we talk to somebody that's really focused on cattle and risk management in the cattle, they just always say, you know, what's a tough market to hedge in right now? Well, yeah, it's a tough market to hedge in, because if you just go back to the basics of risk management, whenever you've got a strong basis, which is what a premium cash market is to the futures in cattle, whenever you've got that strong basis, you should be using marketing tools that are designed to capture basis. So if you want to lock in a price, you got to lock in a price, and you're either selling into the direct market or doing something on a forward contract on the cash sale on cattle. But the other thing that you might want to consider is go ahead and re-own them with a call option. You know, look above the market and instead of putting a floor in, set the price, but reopen the upside with a minimum price contract on those cattle. It is creating some interesting challenges on the marketing side, is what this cattle market is doing.
You've been a journalist a long time. You went to J school, didn't you? Started out wanting to be a journalist. People maybe don't know this, but Chip does a pretty fair amount of writing, too. He's darn good at it. Let me lean into that for a second. The market is a little less sensitive to the headlines as stories go on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that true in both directions?
Yes.
In other words, if there's news that would pressure the market, eventually we run out and it's just like, ugh. But we still have the potential for the market to shoot higher quickly on the enthusiasm of a headline.
Right.
What's your journalist's experience on this?
Well, I think maybe the best example of a market being headline driven might be the wheat market with Russia, Ukraine.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about it for months leading up to it. We talked about it probably every day for 2 years after the invasion happened. And as time went on, the wheat market was losing sensitivity to that, to the headlines that were coming out of there. So it's just the longer it's a story. But, you know, the thing is, the wheat market clung to those issues for a very long time. A very long time. What that suggests to me is that it's a really, really big deal for the wheat market. And look at how long it took to lose interest in what was going on over there. So So there you go.
One more quick thing.
It happens over time.
With the China negotiations, I forgot all about intellectual property, and that was a whole stink, too.
Yeah.
It fell off my radar. We got to remember that as well as part of these negotiations.
Craig made a great point on that. As soon as it feels like we're making progress on one front, IP will become a much bigger issue. National Weather Service 6-10 day outlook, May 1st through the 5th. We've got above normal temperatures expected over most of the Corn Belt. You get out to the Eastern Belt, you're looking at near normal. So call it near normal to above. Really good odds of above normal temperatures out in the far Western Corn Belt. We've got below normal precipitation expected through Minnesota and the Dakotas, near normal across Iowa and most of Illinois, and above normal to the east. We'll get a detailed weather outlook from BAM WX on Monday morning here on AgriTalk.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And